Well, they say that bassists should stay in their place. Well, meet a bass player who refuses to sit still or on the ground. So Basically is a groundbreaking musical circus performance combining bass guitar and aerial acrobatics. Guitarist Caitlin Hargraves is breaking free to take center stage with your favorite covers and original funk rock anthems. Now, this is by no means a basic show, get it? And here to tell us more about it is Caitlin herself. Caitlin, welcome to 2CR Brekkie.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Such a pleasure, such a pleasure. I'm pretty impressed by what you do. I mean, all right, first of all, I want to ask, what inspired you to do this show and to combine these two pretty unique artistic performance fields, right?
That's probably one of the most common questions I get. Everyone's always wondering. Bass and circus have been some of my biggest passions since I started them both at 10 years old. And I think after years of performing them, working on them separately, I decided to bring the passions together. And I was like, hey, why not try hanging in the air, playing an instrument?
Right. Okay. Can I ask, how long are you able to do that at a time?
I think it depends on some of the numbers in the show. I'm in the air for 5 minutes straight with the bass. Some of them are shorter, some of them are longer. It really depends on what trick I'm holding while playing a moment. So it really depends.
Okay, cool. All right. And so, I mean, this might sound like a bit of a silly question, but what are some of the challenges you face creating this performance, like from scratch?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's one of those things, there's no one to teach you, there's no one to learn from as well, because no one's really done it before, trying to take a bass guitar in the air. But it's also, the instrument is like 9-10 kilos, and it's so long and oddly shaped. So trying to climb around a flying hoop with that strapped to you, it's just a whole new ballpark for aerial strength.
Right. I guess, look, obviously as a gymnast, you're pretty strong. You're like, you've definitely worked up that strength. So, but still, adding an instrument, quite a heavy instrument to that.
It's a bit awkward, the shape of it.
Jesus, wow. Okay, so you're really a pioneer in this area. You don't know of anybody else that's really doing this, right?
Not as a bass player, no.
Okay, this is pretty cool. I feel like we've got a bit of a legend in the studio, a pioneering legend in the studio with us. What's your favourite song or acrobatic feat as part of your performance? Like, what's your...
Oh, that's so hard. There's so many good songs. I think one song I really do enjoy that we perform is Fly Me to the Moon, because I think it's really funny that I'm playing it in the air. I love all the songs that have anything to do with being in the air. So like they Fly Me to the Moon. There's a great...
Like the Sinatra.
Yeah,
like
the Sinatra. Wow. Yeah, so we're doing an arrangement of that. And I think a jazz stand is the perfect song to really experiment with being able to move around the hoop while other musicians take a solo before jumping back in with some fun, funky riffs.
Yeah, nice. Nice. You recently toured with your band across, what, 6 continents... Oh, no, your band is called Six Continents.
Yeah, our band's called Six Continents.
Right.
Because we're all from different countries.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What are the other countries that they're from?
We have Brazil, Colombia, Hawaii, London, and New York.
Okay.
So it's not quite Six anymore. The project started off with 6 continents, but the members have changed over the years.
Well, that's okay. Ben Folds 5 only had 3 members in their band, so that's I think you can get away with that. So 6 continents, you were recently in New York.
Yes.
How do you balance touring with a band and now like you're starring in a fringe show as well?
I have a really reliable team and cast and great musicians playing with me as well. So while I was away, they would keep rehearsing, putting on the show together and I'm used to early morning Zoom meetings across the overseas while we're writing our music. When I'm in Australia for my overseas band, and then when I'm overseas for my Australian band. But I think just having really good people to work with and knowing that they're also really passionate about what we're doing here makes it a lot easier to balance both.
So that's really interesting. So you guys all sort of get together. I guess you would have to. You get together on Zoom to sort of write your music and collaborate.
Absolutely. For 6 continents, it's like maybe 6 a.m. Sydney time, 11 p.m. in another country, all different times. And we hop online, we talk about our songs, about our shows and really bring the whole performances together before going to New York.
Very cool. And what was New York like?
Very busy. So much fun, but there's just people everywhere, music everywhere. I loved it, but also I'm so tired after it.
And what's, I'm sorry, you were just saying before, the style of music that 6 Continents does is?
It's all surrounded in various rock genres, but each member comes in with their own style. So I'm more funk rock, our singer's more into metal, but she's also Brazilian, so some of our songs have Portuguese lyrics as well. And our guitarist is more punky, so we bring in all those elements together. So a bit of a rock fusion, fun times.
Okay. Well, next time you're in, I'm going to have to ask you a little bit more about all of that. I want to hear more about Six Continents. That's really cool. Caitlin Hargraves is my guest on 2SER Breakfast this morning. Her upcoming musical circus performance, So Basically, will be at the Sydney Fringe Festival. Caitlin is as I mentioned, she's both a musician and a gymnast, and she plays bass guitar upside down while hanging from a hoop, which is pretty impressive. Now, we don't have any hoops here this morning, but is there any chance you could maybe give us a bit of a musical taster from your Fringe show?
Oh, I'd love to.
Very cool, Caitlin. Okay. I'm very impressed. I'm even more impressed that you can do this upside down. when did you get into gymnastics, can I ask? What age?
Gymnastics, I started around when I was 6 or 7. And then circus, I would have started when I was 10 years old.
Okay. So you're actually part of a circus.
My mom used to run a pole and aerial studio when I was a kid. So I grew up having like silks in our TV room. My brother and I would hang upside down and watch TV. And he actually used to hold his drumsticks while hanging upside down. Yeah, so maybe he was my inspiration for aerial bass.
Okay, very cool. Well, where can listeners keep up to date with your musical news and performances and upcoming performances? Have you got a website or anything? Or
On Instagram, all our upcoming information, so that's caitlin.hargraves.music on Instagram, has all the details about our show, any upcoming fun times will be right there.
Great. And sorry, what is your Instagram handle?
caitlin.hargraves.music.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, Caitlin Hargraves, thank you so much for joining us in studio at 2SER this morning. Caitlin Hargraves talking about her upcoming musical circus performance, So Basically. Make sure you grab your tickets on the Sydney Fringe Festival website.